Massachusetts lawmakers today resumed debate on whether to change the state's constitution to ban gay marriage. A constitutional amendment is the only way to prevent same-sex marriages in the state, since the state's highest court ruled that gays have a right to marry. Lawmakers say they're optimistic they'll reach a compromise that would not only ban same-sex marriage, but would establish civil unions, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
For more than 6 hours, lawmakers rallied for and raged against the notion of same-sex marriages. By the end of the night, they had rejected 2 proposed amendments, each by just a handful of votes. Both proposals would have outlawed gay marriage, but one would have also established civil unions, while the other, by Democratic House Speaker Tom Finneran, would not.
These are tough issues. We're as divided as the Supreme Judicial Court. We're as divided as the nation. On this, we're doing the best we can. We struggle, and sometimes we come up short.
The House Speaker says he will come back today with a new proposal, and despite his earlier opposition, lawmakers say the latest idea the Speaker is floating would create civil unions. That appeals to many lawmakers looking to soften the blow as they outlawed gay marriage. And Senate Republican leader Brian Lee says he expects that new proposal will win a majority.
We came a long way from 48 hours ago when everyone said it was wishful thinking. So I actually feel pretty excited that we've moved this body a huge amount in the last 48 hours when everyone said there wasn't any way we could do that.
Gay rights advocates, however, are much less excited. They say civil unions will not give them all the benefits of full-fledged marriage and will relegate them to second-class citizens. The point was made again and again on the House floor during debate that was both passionate and personal. Democratic Senator Diane Wilkerson was in tears as she recalled growing up as an African American in Arkansas when people believed in the notion of separate but equal.
I carry the name of that dark and ugly history resulting from being almost equal. I know the pain of being less than equal, and I cannot and will not impose that status on anyone else.
But opponents of gay marriage were just as impassioned, referring to homosexuality as both wrong and harmful. Democratic State Representative Marie Parenti says she would vote her conscience to preserve the institution of marriage between a man and a woman.
We've done it systematically, day by day, month by month, year after year, trying to throw God out of our lives, throw him out of the state house, throw him out of government. But you know, the mind that goes to church on Sunday is the same mind that comes here on a Monday. That's just part of who we are.
Excuse me. This is turning into a public safety issue.
Emotions boiled over outside the House chambers as well. Police struggled to contain the thousands of people who jammed the hallways, chanting, debating, and lobbying along the way. Their voices will be heard again at the ballot. Whatever constitutional amendment is passed by the legislature will need a second okay by lawmakers in the next session and will then need to be approved by voters in 2006. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.